live. It's Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Cause every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strange and mighty
power. We're back on Drive Time Sports live from the Sutherland Studios. Going to continue to talk diamond talk, not baseball. We're going to move away from it for a moment. We are going to talk some high school softball as the baseball tournament's been going on all week. We are gearing up for high school. That'll be tomorrow and then again Friday. And then Saturday we'll have our state champion crowned. And we're going to talk about that more. Joining us right now over the phone to do just that, we have the manager of the Carbon Lady Dinos, Coach Kurt Nunley. Coach, always great to get you back on the show. I appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for having me. Jordan, appreciate it.
Absolutely, Coach. We get down to the final 3 days of the season. I know it's exciting. I think it's an accomplishment to get to this point. Out of all the 3A schools that compete, we're now down to the final 12.
Final 12. That's exactly right. And, you know, 3A is 100% up in the air this year. I mean, years before, you could have a dominant team, but, you know, this year, it really seems like, you know, seeds 1 through 9 could win this tournament. I mean, that's how wide open 3A softball is this year. And we're excited. We're excited to, you know, get prepared for one more day, which is today, and get ready to go over there on Thursday at Spanish Fork and get ready to get after it.
Coach, to get to this point, you guys did have a tough game in that opening round. I know you had to travel on the road to Morgan. That's not an easy road trip to make. But you had Manti in the opening round, and that's a familiar opponent. And I know when talking to you, a bit off of the cuff and some of our conversations that we have that aren't on air, this was a matchup that you said, hey, we can't take this one too lightly. And it did. It came down to the very wire. I mean, Manti, they made a heck of a run late in this game, and they pushed you guys. And so I think that just kind of plays into what you were saying. There's really no off day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, with that Manti game, I knew going in it was going to be a tough game. Manti's better than what their record shows. They're a good defensive team. You know, when their bats are on, their bats are on. When they get on base, they're quick, they're fast, they got a lot of speed. But our girls pulled it out last week and got enough runs to be able to move on to the second round. And that's where we're at. That's where we're standing. And excited to get after it and see what these girls can do for the next 3 days.
What does it do for a team, Coach, to have to work for a win in the state tournament and get it? I mean, I think that there is a difference from going out winning 19-0, 17-0, whatever it may be, and have it actually work for one. Is that good for team chemistry? What does it do for you? I mean, when you get back to practice on Monday, what was kind of the reaction to it?
You know, excitement. The girls, they've got some really, really high confidence right now. The Lady Dinos, they really believe that they can win it this year. And so on Monday, they came and had a lot of confidence and had a really good practice. Last few days we've had practice, been really good practices. I always say when you get to the state tournament, if you really have good practices those 3 days before the state tournament, and you're going to play really well in the state tournament. So far, we've had some good practices, and I'm pretty excited to see what happens.
I always ask coaches if they noticed a change in urgency, knowing that this was it, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's your last 3 days of practice. Today's your final day. I mean, it doesn't matter what happens over the next 3 days. You guys aren't going to be able to practice on your field again this season, Coach. Did you notice a little bit of that urgency? Did you stress that to the girls this week?
You know what? I just explained to them, girls, I said, you know, years past when we've gone to the state tournament, if we haven't had those days where we practice and they're not good practice, if you're just going through the motions, then we're not going to have a very good tournament. And, you know, the teams that do have those good practices, those 3 days, you can see in the state tournament how they're playing. And so urgency-wise, yeah, of course. I told the girls on Monday before we even started practice, and I said, these next 3 days will determine how we do in state. If you girls really want to practice, you want to put the intensity into it, the effort into it, we're going to have a good tournament. But it's up to you girls to be able to, you know, put that in that intensity into it, that determination into it. Us coaches will organize practices, but if you're just going through the motions during practices, that means you're not putting in the intensity. And it'll show during the state tournament. So, Jordan, when it comes to the urgency part that you said in the question, absolutely, yeah, you got to stress that and make sure that the girls stay focused.
Again, our guest right now, manager Kurt Nunley of the Carbon Lady Dino softball squad. Again, tomorrow they'll take on the Morgan Trojans. Winner of that game will advance in the 3A state tournament. Coach, this is a Morgan team that you guys are well familiar with. That I don't know how common it typically is to play a non-region opponent twice in the regular season and then run into them again in the state tournament, but that is the case here with this matchup.
It is the case. Yeah, we played them up in Payson at the Payson tournament, and you know, they beat us 2-1 in extra innings. And then we played them here at home, and I believe the score was 10-3 or something like that, 10-2, I can't remember, somewhere around there. But, yeah, they Morgan's not a team that we can't take lightly. They've got a really good pitcher, the Berkeley girl. She's a junior this year, and she throws hard. You know, she locates the ball pretty well. And when we played them here, we really – our girls really focused in and really hit her, so – yeah, they got good pitching, good catching, you know, overall really good team. And so we're not taking them very lightly. I mean, to be a number four team in the state, you got to be good. And they're the number four team or the number five team, but, we'll be prepared for them and be ready to go.
It's a tale of two games, literally. So, first game, as you mentioned, 2-1 goes into extra innings. There's no offense in that game. You get about home 10-5 as a final score in that game. You guys managed to get to them early, put up runs early on the board, Coach. What was the biggest difference? I mean, was it just seeing this team a second time? I mean, what was the difference for, I guess, the big disparity in the runs scored between the two games?
Believe it or not, Jordan, time. It's, when we went to the Payson tournament, those games were an hour and 15-minute long games. And so, you know, if you were tied at a certain point because someone had to win, then you had to go to the international tiebreaker, which we did. We were tied 1-1, you know, and then we went to the international tiebreaker. Here in Price, we didn't have to have a time limit on the game. There was no time limit. We were able to play the full 7 innings. And so when you say, well, what was the biggest difference, I would say the time aspect of it all. I know right there late in Payson, our girls were starting to catch on to that girl, that Berkeley girl. And if we would have had a little bit more time, I think, you know, we could have been able to push a little bit more runs through. So, yeah, I believe that the difference between the two was the time aspect of it.
Coach, I don't like to look too far ahead, but with it being the state tournament, you kind of have to. If you win this game, you're going to move on. You're going to get Emory or Canyon View. Again, those are two teams that you are well familiar with. If you were to drop this game against Morgan, you go down into the one-loss bracket. And while I don't think it's a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination, if you can avoid that one-loss bracket for at least two more games, I think you put yourself in a pretty good spot. That's always been my thought. If you can get the first two wins at the 3A state tournament, you can't afford a loss at that point in time. But losing one of those first two games, man, that's tough. That's a lot of extra games you got to play.
Absolutely. You don't want to stay in that winner's bracket for sure. I mean, you lose that game, you know, you have to go down. And it's a possibility that we could end up playing a total of three games tomorrow. You know, we lose that first one, then we have to go down and play it 4:45, and then if we lose that one, then we'd have to, or if we win that one, then we'd have to play at 7 o'clock. So it's a possibility that we could end up playing three games total tomorrow. And so staying in that winner's bracket is vital. If we win tomorrow against Morgan, you know, at the 10 o'clock game, you know, then we don't play again until that Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. So there's a huge difference there. And so I know that one year where we came to the state tournament, you know, Lindsay Madrigal's senior year, we ended up, you know, winning that first game, and then we came and played Grand and ended up losing to them in that second game, and then we had to fall down in the loser bracket and work our way all the way back. And we ended up taking third that year. But, I remember that that was pretty tough. It was exhausting for the girls, and it was exhausting for, you know, the entire team. So it's tough. It's tough when you lose one of those first two games. It's tough to come back around and be able to do it.
Coach, I get so excited around this time of the year because it really is a once in a lifetime opportunity to be in this spot. You know, if you're coaching or if you're playing, this opportunity to be great out on the field, it just doesn't roll around every day. And so to kind of have like the unknown possibility, knowing the potential that this particular team has, isn't it just exciting on the eve of the state tournament?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's exciting. You know, the girls are excited. They feel like the bracket that we're in is a good bracket, and you know, they know that the bracket that we're in, we beat those teams that we're playing, and so they've got a lot of confidence going in. The excitement is good. We had our team dinner last night. You could tell by the girls at the team dinner that they were excited about it and just really excited to get going. And it's going to be a hard tournament. It's going to be a fun tournament, but only one team can come out on top. And I really honestly think that the Lady Dinos have a shot this year to be the top team. So hopefully people here in Carbon County will, get online and watch our games. And if they can't get up to the softball complex, hopefully they'll watch them on the internet and watch those games for us and support us that way.
Coach, it's always so much fun to get you on the show. I really do appreciate the time. Best of luck to you and the girls, and I can't wait to talk next week and recap, and hopefully we're talking about a state championship.
Yeah, you, me too. Me too, buddy. We appreciate it.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll flip talk Major League Baseball. It's Wednesday, so we'll bring in our good friend Bill Lasky. That's coming up next when we return.